in the darkness. We can't see the light. A battle waged, truth concealed out of sight. Jeff Nyquist, he takes up the fight, unmasking secrets with all his might. Through the red haze, he finds the trace, unraveling the web at a frantic pace. Connecting the dots in this twisted case, revealing the shadow.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Garrett Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th day of September. Purpose of today is to read the following book. I'll give the title twice slowly. Here it is. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Quick read, couple of hours or so. If you follow the principles in there, you can change your life in very positive ways. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began his quest about 40 or so years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Comics Conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at Amazon, 6 different books. Check them out. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, just a quick reminder, we have video archives. People would love to see you on video as well as myself. So you're welcome to join us on video these Wednesdays like you do on a podcast. Well, I know you pay attention to a lot of issues. What's the top issue this morning you're looking at, sir?
Well, you probably know last night Russian drones crossed into NATO airspace in Poland.
Yes, I did.
Kamikaze drones. And the Polish, they had the people in the threatened areas shelter in place, and they believe they shot these drones down. There were fighters scrambled from as far away as Belgium, Germany, and
really?
Poland. Of course, U.S. scrambled fighters as well. So this was quite a thing. This happened in our time last night, earlier in the evening, I think. But it was pretty late in Poland. I'm not seeing in the news reports that I'm not seeing the number of drones. The prime minister addressed the parliament and said there was no reason to say that Poland was a state of war. It was closer to conflict than at any time since World War II. This isn't the first time drones have crossed into Poland. Russia sent a drone, and it, if you look at its pathway, it struck a power line here a couple weeks ago. And it was launched from a base in Belarus. The drone was appears to have been headed for an ammunition depot in Poland, if you trace its trajectory. So I don't know where these drones were headed or how they shot them down, but these are acts of war on the part of Russia.
Obviously.
I mean, yes. If we sent an armed suicide kamikaze drone into a neighboring country, that country could only but expect that it was an attack on them. I've yet to see, I don't know, maybe someone has seen a report on the number of drones that were sent and what it was about. But again, we're coming up on Friday on the POD 2025 exercise, which is a joint Russian-Belarusian exercise along NATO's borders that you will read different numbers about what it's supposed to be. I mean, I saw articles saying it was going to begin the first week of September here more than a month ago. It was somewhat unclear, but there's been a massive buildup in Belarus, much more than 30,000 men. This looks like part of something larger. And then we have, to match it, the very strange occurrence of a mobilization in Venezuela. They're alleging of the 4.5 million troops, and of course, in a different hemisphere, and for a reason that's an obvious excuse: the fact that we send a few ships and 4,500 Marines in a flotilla looking to attack drug traffickers. They're going to mobilize 4.5 million men to that. I mean, that's not a threat to their country. That can't hurt anything, but to the drug trafficking, which is centered in Venezuela, it's very interesting. And whether or not this mobilization is going to be matched by actions in the Far East or Middle East, we'll have to see.
Well, we don't have long to wait, do we, sir?
No, the exercise in Eastern Europe ends on the 16th. And, of course, the invasion, the last Zapad exercise was in 2022, and it ended several days after the exercise ended. There was an invasion of those same forces of Ukraine. So there's a concern in Europe that this is going to result in an occupation of the Spocky Gap, an attack on the Baltic states, or that this is a permanent increase in the forces on the border. I mean, right now, if you go by what Lee Wielbarger is showing or suggesting, is that there's more troops of the Russian alliance, Russian and Belarusian troops, on NATO's borders and better equipped than the forces on Ukraine's borders. There's been a decrease in tanks and other heavy weapons along the border with Ukraine in the last few weeks, like a tapering off, as if there's this change of direction by the Russians. I guess we'll have to see if that's a misunderstanding or there's, you know, disinformation in the media. But Lee Wielbarger and Johnny Anderson have done a lot to reveal what's going on in terms of military construction and deployments. And of course, the Chinese involvement. China has been bringing trains to the Polish border, offloading ammunition and war materials. So China is throwing its shoulder to the wheel here too. And there's been statements, the General Secretary of NATO saying that China and Russia are preparing for a long war against the West. You've got France. France has announced they're going to have 50,000, a hospital with 50,000 beds, right, open beds for an expected conflict with mass casualty events, excuse me, in Europe, with also setting up triage centers. And they want to have this done by March of next year. Evidently, the French are expecting something next year. This is indicative that there's some kind of intelligence received by the NATO countries that there is an intended war of aggression or push by Russia and China. The first indication that this would be a possibility was, believe it or not, in 1984, in a KGB defector's book, New Lies for Old, Anatoly Golitsyn.
Right.
Said that there was going to be a liberal Soviet leader. Of course, Gorbachev came into power the following year, so he predicted that successfully. He said the Berlin Wall might be taken down. Communism would give up power within Russia, but it would be a fraud. The communists would maintain control from behind the scenes. This false liberalization would be to disarm the West so the West wouldn't build nuclear weapons and be prepared anymore. And, of course, we see the build-down. We became involved in these diversionary wars in Iraq and Iran, fighting people in black pajamas and not really preparing to fight a major war. This has dislocated our defenses, and we wasted trillions in military resources in those conflicts, whereas Russia and China were quietly building up. And now we find ourselves in a difficult position, and Golitsyn predicted, he called it one clenched fist, the time what happened when the Sino-Soviet split would be no more. They would be openly uniting and claiming that the balance of power had shifted in their favor and that it was hopeless for the West, that the West might as well give up. And of course, this is the kind of propaganda we're seeing, intimations we're seeing out of Beijing and Moscow. And you saw the parade last week in Beijing, the military parade, where basically the same communist bloc turned out to watch the parade.
All right. Jeff, one of our favorite callers is with us here, Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Greetings. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
I wanted to have something prepared. I kind of have a cold. So the point I wanted to start with is actually, and I'm sorry, I really wonder how this drone attack is going to be commented on by Steve O'Neill and all the students of Martin Armstrong from yesterday's roundtable. I'll leave it at that and come back to that later. What's important is information and facts. Lee Wielbarger, he was live yesterday, and he showed on flight radar the F-35s from Holland and NATO tank planes, either from Holland or Belgium, and from Rammstein SC-19. And it was a Polish F-16 that shot down a drone, and Lee wanted to know kind of where is it, and he would have flown there by helicopter. Lee was making a live because he was expecting Secretary Rubio to comment, like the whole world basically would comment around, and it's unfair, it would be 3 a.m. American Eastern Time, but the drone attack started 6 hours earlier. That's not true. Wait a minute, 3 a.m.,
I think
yes,
that's
it started
about right.
Actually 9 hours earlier. It started 9 hours earlier. The first drone hit Polish airspace around midnight Polish time. Anyways, I've been following X, and there has been, to my knowledge, no statement from the U.S. government besides the secretary or to NATO, the ambassador, with a statement very late. So just to come to my big point. So again, Hegseth, President Trump and Rubio, they were in the restaurant 2 hours after the drone attack started, and they didn't comment when they left. What I wanted to share and why I'm calling, the German Defense Minister Pistorius announced that 19 drones started from Belarus, and there's no doubt that these drones were directed to Poland intentionally, and there's no talk about any kind of electric warfare or this or that. Lee Wielbarger also yesterday talked a little bit about the difficulty of, you know, following these drones. I guess it was German satellites. I don't know. This information is new at this hour. That 19 drones, they were all loaded, the explosion, the payload, and started from Belarus. Yeah. That's basically what I wanted to contribute, because I've also seen on X the disinformation campaigns. The defense minister of Belarus talking about it. Of course, Peskov saying something about it. I really wonder how... I'm sorry, Stephen Elin, I'm coming later to it, but this kind of Europe hate that he has, and all he's saying is, you know, financially, it's time for World War III. And, you know, it's Europe's fault. And I hope that this incursion really shows, you know, drones are very difficult to protect against. And if there's intention to attack, the Russians did it yesterday. And it's all like a storybook until Sapad. So maybe my question, Mr. Nyquist, would be, does this make it more likely that Sapad is going to be, you know, the attack on the Suwaiki Gap, or not necessarily? Thank you.
I think the reaction of NATO makes it more likely, because the reaction was the American non-reaction. I think that the Russians are playing a subtle game where they're trying to drive a wedge between the United States and Europe. And the United States has announced they will not be training or supporting East European countries anymore, East European countries in NATO anymore. And that is a very dangerous announcement. And of course, it basically, that kind of announcement is what has encouraged this kind of an attack. Because then if there's no real reaction from the White House, and we'll see, there might be. If there's no real reaction from the White House, they can step it up. And the thing about gradualism is that if you didn't react publicly and harshly to 19 drones, well, there was one 2 weeks ago, but if you didn't react to 19, why would you react to 30? Why would you react then the day after that to 40, and then 100 or 200, and then 1,000? You see, the incrementalism. So there's a kind of logic to this kind of thing. And if we're going to see more of this, it is a test. And it's interesting that NATO seems to have shot them down. Thomas, is that your understanding? They were all shot down, all 19?
No, it has not been said that they were all shot down. It has been said that 8 have been shot down, and one thing that was found, and for 8 drones, debris was found. One debris was found was a missile. This is also in the official announcement of the Polish side.
So they sent a missile. Still, in addition to a drone, what, a cruise missile?
They said a missile. They didn't say which type of missile. They activated 12,000 policemen to look for debris. There was one comment where I guess that might be, no, it's not the drone that was shot down. The drone that was shot down, we saw a picture of another drone. Parts were found in 6 different places. But as for NATO and Europe today at this hour, they're talking about 19 drones starting from Belarus, all with a payload. So it's different information fragments that have been coming in all day long. And my question, and it's hard to ask Lee, you know, in the chat, but maybe on Thursday, what would be interesting for me is what from Lee's knowledge, what he expects actually the capability to be in the first hand, to actually have like a live finding of drones that are flying now, and at the second, you know, after the fact through the satellite, and he told about spectrography, if you after the fact you kind of see kind of where something came in, if you to, but that's not for defense purposes. Because
right.
That's the real big question.
I know that Johnny notified me as soon as the drones earlier in the evening crossed into Poland, and they were following it, I know, in real time. And we had before looked at this drone base in Belarus where they were launching these things from. And so... we know that much about it, where these things came from, and of course their previous launch with Titipol. You know of any targets that were hit?
Hold on, gentlemen. We have a break. We're right back.
Woo! What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Well, hello, folks. This is Mike Gatti, the Rebel Madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th day of September. This hour is sponsored by NanoSoma. Just go to my website, scroll down to I Want My Health Back in green letters. Listen to the one-hour interview there I did, and you'll find out why I use NanoSoma every day. It's a great product. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, before we get back to our conversation, how can people support your website?
I'm right now I'm going to tell people to stock up on food and water.
Really? Okay.
Um, All right, so I just had a question for Thomas, because the Polish military put out this statement, which was kind of puzzling, and thought it'd be interesting to get his insights into it. It goes something like this. This is the translation of it. As a result of an attack by the Russian Federation on Ukrainian territory, there was an unprecedented violation of Polish airspace by drone-type objects. This is an act of aggression that posed a real threat to the safety of our citizens. On the order of the operational commander of the Polish armed forces, defensive procedures were immediately activated. Polish and allied air assets radar tracked several objects, and the operational commander of the Polish armed forces made decisions to neutralize those that could pose a threat. Now, there's more, but Thomas, this almost makes it sound like these drones transited Polish airspace on the way to, as ludicrous as it sounds, that, Ukraine. Are they still maintaining this idea, or what have you heard?
No. That statement is basically from 13 hours ago. That was one of the first statements that came out of Poland at least half a day ago. And again, the information from Boris Pistorius is basically an hour old, with 19 drones coming out of Belarus. So it just shows to me that it's very difficult to know. President Zelensky also mentioned at least 8 drones, and he also talked about, you know, they were all around Western Ukraine, and they violated Polish airspace. But it's this afterwards analysis that's important. To the drone that almost hit the NATO Malbork base. It was shot down 12 kilometers before. Malbork is close to Gdansk, and Malbork NATO base is basically the Aegis radar from a NATO warship set on land. So that's actually the most expensive and also, I guess, most important and only, as far as I know, like new NATO construction with this Aegis radar. It was started years ago, probably even before the conflict. It was a large project to have Aegis radar for the Baltic. And yeah, there was a drone sent this way. The other drone that hit the house, basically, would have killed the people there if they hadn't been downstairs to drink tea. So that was luck, because the roof and the first floor were damaged. And
near Gdansk, that's for the listeners, that's in Western Poland. So this drone traveled much of the length of Poland to get there.
It's about 400 to 500 kilometers from Chodna in Belarus.
Yes.
And you will also hear this information, I guess, from Peskov or from the Russian side, that, oh, the drones, they have a 700 kilometers range, so we couldn't have sent them. Well, it's quite a far way, right? 400 to 500 kilometers from Chodna, from the Belarusian border. The other drone that flew far, I couldn't believe it, to close to Łódź, which is the same distance.
Hold on, gentlemen. We have a break. We'll be right back.
We're talking half of Poland.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Howdy, cousins. This is RBN host Blackbird 9, a.k.a. Frederick C. Blackburn, asking you to please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voices to spread truth and relevant information, to gain a deeper understanding of the adversary, and to gain knowledge for survival against the gradual erosion of the Republic. But in order to sustain this incredible communications network, RBN needs your financial contributions. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 1-800-724-2719, or mail your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full one-year warranty. You just insert the bottle to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion-activated at furion.com. That's furion.com. That's furion.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social space where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood, wood pellets, or twigs from your yard. The Liberator Rocket Heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website, jrnyquist.blog. Gentlemen, let's continue.
Yeah, I was.
I was shocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
The distance from Malbork to Berlin is just 400 kilometers. That's less than the distance from Hodna to Malbork. They've gone half the distance to, more than half the distance from Belarus to Berlin with their drones. Half through Poland.
So the Russian reaction is quite cynical, and they expect people to believe that this was some kind of accident. When these are military drones, they can't have been accidentally sent in a completely different direction from Ukraine and sent with such numbers. So the reaction of the West to this is going to prove to be quite crucial to what happens in the coming days.
Yeah, and as you said, the U.S. reaction today as well. Yeah, I don't know what statement comes. There has not been one.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because it's already past 10:30 on maybe something's happening now, but there's been no announcement of the president giving a message. I haven't heard anything. Maybe somebody has, but there hasn't been anything I'm aware of here on the American side. Maybe they're consulting with the European.
Lee titled his life drone attack to Poland and basically Rubio life. That he expected, he heard that Rubio would have talked live yesterday at 3 a.m. EST, and it never happened. And but that, I mean, he wouldn't have gone live with this kind of title if there wasn't some information in the U.S. So, and and now it's more than it's well, it's a lot later now. Yeah,
it's a lot later, and there's been no reaction. There is this feeling I get from, you know, talking to people near the nearer to the president that there is this intention to disengage from NATO, and that they were unsuccessful in doing it when they had that meeting where they sort of kicked President Zelensky out of the White House back at the end of February. And there was that White House kerfuffle with Vice President Vance and the president kind of ganging up on Zelensky. They backed away from that kind of treatment of Ukraine. It was very, it turned out to be very unpopular within even Republican circles. And so this, but I'd always suspected because of the way they wouldn't go back to explaining themselves that there was an intention to do this, to go ahead and do this, this alliance with Russia and separation from Europe anyway, by doing it incrementally and by just simply not being as frank and open about their attitude because they had such blowback from it. I hope that's not the case, but this is my sense from talking to people that there's a, okay, we didn't prepare the ground well enough. People aren't going to go with us, so we have to kind of lead people into it gradually. And I hope that's not true. But with this announcement about disengaging from supporting military support of the East European countries, this is also a big signal to Russia because Russia is claiming that it wants to return to the status quo ante of the Cold War, where countries like Poland and the eastern part of Germany and all of these former Warsaw Pact countries are reabsorbed by Russia. And, of course, that would be catastrophic because the West was fully armed when Russia withdrew from there. The West is disarmed since that time, and Russia is still fully armed. The 10,000 tanks that Gorbachev told the UN he was destroying have already been used up in fighting in Ukraine. So those tanks weren't gotten rid of. The Russians lied from beginning to end. Gorbachev lied. And this corresponds to what the defector testimony has said. It's what Galitzin said and others I've talked to have said, that this was a political maneuver and that they did suffer some setbacks because that political maneuver led to the real separation of Eastern European countries from Moscow. And it led to the revolt in Ukraine and to a revolt in Georgia, which caused a Russian invasion of Georgia in 2008. So they've been putting the empire back together again. But the whole purpose is, of course, they've gotten us to stop building nuclear weapons for 24 years. And Europe has ceased to have a large arsenal to defend itself. And now they've got an American president who might be amenable to abandoning Europe, which would, of course, cause the fall of the greatest part of the Western alliance economically. Europe has more economic power than the United States by far. It's half again the GDP of the United States. If that fell into the hands of Russia, the balance of power would be hopelessly tipped against the United States, which is something these MAGA people who are engaged in a kind of, I don't know, mass formation of their own, where they're living in some fantasy universe where we can live without Europe against Russia and China. They've engaged in. But is there any, Thomas, is there any indication of alarm, appropriate alarm in Germany and Poland in terms of coming to grips with the fact that this was a testing event?
Article 4 of NATO has been invoked. Some people say, well, okay, at least something's done. That is security consultations.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the closing of the border, this is very funny, Lee said it also. The border is already closed between Poland and Belarus because of Sapad. He's really up to date. So appropriate response, well, actually, and I don't want, you know, listeners to be reacting allergic to this name, but as for words, von der Leyen, as for words, he expressed, you know, that Europe needs to today become, well, stronger and more independent also, independent of, I guess, you know, U.S. alliance ideas that are no more. This is the same that Merz kind of expressed 2 days ago. I would like, and this was actually originally part of what I wanted to say, where the drone attack wasn't even a topic. I wanted the students of Jeff Nyquist here to point them to the X account of Kirill Dmitriev, the special envoy to the U.S. from Russia. And what's happening there is basically, because he wasn't, you know, he wasn't one of the awakened ones years ago, but he is very bluntly taking over from dark to light. He is, I don't know the English expression, but he is so much taking over the MAGA wording and serving and multiplying the MAGA story. In this context, I would also like to greet Murr Bailey, who called in 2 weeks ago, addressing me after I finished my call, and to tell her that, yes, this is how the German awakening started 10 years ago on Telegram, by bringing up the story that Germany is not sovereign. And it's fine. You know, we lost the Second World War, and we prospered again. And again, when I look around, the ties to the U.S., the fact that I could have an exchange here and experience U.S. Christianity and family values and defense values, the Germany now is fine with that. It's the Russian agents that seed these stories, that have seeded, I think the whole Telegram community, honestly, Durov said yesterday, that's the Telegram founder, that he's so proud that this French Revolution that's going on now is all coordinated via Telegram. Anyways, so to say that, Europe needs to be united and in a way do its best not to burn down before the real attack comes. And fortunately, the Eastern European countries are stable enough to at least be a wall to at the direct front line. But the rest, we'll see. With new elections in France, obviously there's going to be, you know, Marine Le Pen and her young lieutenant. So that's going to be pro-Russian, right? The AfD in Germany, pro-Russian. And it all, you can only interpret this in the big picture that you have given, Mr. Nyquist. And then it all is very threatening. It's a big plan. And it's the most wrong thing, honestly, for MAGA to think that the green agenda and the peace movement in Germany is by anything less than Germans' enemies. And Germans' enemies have come for decades from the East. And you know yourself, Thorsten Mann, as well, this green movement attack was already planned decades ago. The peace movement the same. And yeah, I'm very proud and happy to be able to look to the US for guidance morally, to be able to peek through the peace movement in Germany and honestly also the secularization. It gives hope. So I'm very disappointed if honestly President Trump, for I don't know, financial reasons or whatever he gives, he just would give, you know, also the birthplace of his ancestors just away. His grandpa is from Germany.
Yeah, that's true. The roots of America to the connections to Europe are strong. And yes, it's this new style of information warfare that is so powerfully deployed by the Russians, where they've been able to infect not just the left with the green movement and peace, but they've been able to infect the right, like the AfD and MAGA, with a pro-Russian narrative where they feel so alienated from their own societies or their own, really it's the academic community in the West that has adopted these woke values. That they begin to associate wokeism with being an American or with being a German. And this has caused an alienation which is being exploited. And unless people use their mind critically to understand that these are strategies, information strategies being engaged to divide us from ourselves and to cause us to improperly or dangerously believe our enemy is our friend, we're going to have some problems, because this is how mass formation, which is, you know, you go back to Gustav Le Bon, and he says the psychological crowd, you know, when people become part of a group, their mentality falls very low, and they become very uncritical, and they will accept things that they otherwise wouldn't, even intelligent people, because they are part of this crowd. They adopt the kind of psychology of the people around them. And this, if this develops enough momentum, you get people that actually will follow things that are completely suicidal. They'll go like lemmings over a cliff. And there's a real danger, both in Germany and the U.S., that this could happen, at least on the right. It wouldn't be the suicide of the country in the sense that everyone in the country follows it. But if the right, which is traditionally defended the West, Germany and the U.S., if the right goes over the cliff, the left is going to just sign the surrender papers. That's the way I read it, even though all these people on the left tend to be opposed to Russia. I know what their record, what their past has been like. I know what the Obamas and what the Democratic Party people have done before they did this weird pirouette and pivot to being anti-Russian. They were always helping Russia. They were helping the Soviet Union during the Cold War. So it is worrisome. You mentioned the president of the European Commission. Do you think she's genuinely anti-Russian? I mean, she talks like she is.
Yes, well, okay, the statements. I think actually Merz has been, you know, one of the first to be, in a way, a bit anti-communist.
The Chancellor of Germany,
it's a tough question,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because in general, again, the EU idea is, you know, it's almost like EU SSR, right? Like, like EU Soviet state. So I like hearing some kind of anti-communist awareness now in statements that are defense strong. I don't really want to comment on von der Leyen. I don't know.
Her plane was attacked.
What I wanted to say.
Her plane was attacked by the Russians.
Yes.
That's an interesting moment. Could you maybe tell the audience about what happened?
Her plane was attacked in Plovdiv, Romania, radar jamming, and went down. Then there was also disinformation. But what probably hasn't been said, that at the same day, the highest-ranking German general, Breuer, he was attacked twice as well, his plane, on the same day that von der Leyen's plane.
Gentlemen, we got our last break. Thomas, thanks for calling. We're going to try to squeeze in Alex from New Zealand right after the break. Just a few minutes left. We'll be right back.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full 1-year warranty. You just insert the bottle to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion activated at furion.com. That's furion.com. That's furion.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a call we haven't heard from in quite a while here. Jeff, we got Alex in New Zealand. Almost out of time here, Alex.
Okay. I've got one or two things for Jeff. I was reading Anatoly Golitsyn's New Lies for Old and noticed when I was translating some documents on the Hong Kong pro-democracy movement and have noticed some serious parallels with what Anatoly Golitsyn wrote in New Lies for Old. I'm not sure if Jeff can comment on it?
Yes, a false controlled opposition is one of the keys of communist tactics. So, for example, Solidarity in Poland got infiltrated and taken over by the communists. They were told to join it, and so they could take it over. The same thing in the pro-democracy movement, and I would guess the independence, Hong Kong independence movement, would be infiltrated. Whatever authentic persons were there would be overshadowed by celebrity infiltrators who would then become the leaders. And I think that's clearly what happened in terms of the Hong Kong democracy movement. And I think you have a lot of information about that, Alex.
That's correct. I sent you some translated documents to your email, including Trevor Loudon as well. What I've found out is that when I approached journalists in Australia and New Zealand and Canada about these documents, they're saying one of them wrote back to me, he's willing to talk to me about it, but he can't publish them because it's way too dangerous to be published.
It too dangerous in Canada or New Zealand? Which country was it too dangerous?
It was too dangerous to be published in Canada.
Yeah, I've when I was in Canada last September, I had a leading conservative politician tell me the country had been taken over by China, which is a frightening thing. And she told me a number of things that were absolutely staggering. The way the Chinese have moved into, I mean, just the number of sheer number of Chinese that have immigrated to Canada, and they've used Hong Kong. And I think, Alex, you have information on this. They've used Hong Kong to send mainland Chinese by laundering them through Hong Kong, claiming they're Hong Kong citizens and therefore part of the Commonwealth, getting them into these Commonwealth countries, which is what Canada is. You know, that is the head of state is the King of England in Canada. So this is true of all the Commonwealth countries. So this allows people to pass from one Commonwealth country to another or immigrate more easily. Do you have any idea how many people have been laundered through Hong Kong from mainland China as spies? Do you have any notion of how big
this would
is? Yeah.
I would say after 1997, more than a million. If you look at what the Hong Kong pro-democracy movement did, they helped move a large number of people from mainland China, and they eventually got to the West.
Alex, we're out of time. Appreciate your call. Don't be a stranger. Jeff, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Jeff, thank you. We'll be back next Wednesday. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, energy, clean, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, even larger beautiful state of Texas. Lord, please God bless protect President Trump, J.D. Vance, and their families. Lord, please God bless protect our republic. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.